Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're having a great Sunday or whatever day you're listening to this. Hopefully, you are having a great end to your July and a great start to your August. So, of course, last week I was not here. There was no new episode out. I apologize. I am still very much so going through a few mental things. And so it has me slacking just a little bit. But however, no matter what, I'm going to have something out. There will never be weeks and weeks without content. I got you. Don't worry. Now, I can't promise that for Instagram. I'm really slacking on Instagram lately. Like, I might not post for like 2 or 3 weeks just because it just slips by. Like, the days that I post just kind of go by, and it's like, well, we'll try again next week. But I will post on there too. It's just, it gets kind of hard to post on social media, and it's especially hard to post on social media with the craziness of social media. It's so hard as a content creator. It is so hard to be on social media and have to learn to adapt to everything that's going on. Like, we are literally surviving social media. And of course, you can leave social media. Of course, it's important to always remember to take a break from social media, to put down your phone and go out and enjoy fresh air, to dive into more books, to not worry about your stats or worry about how many comments you have, or to worry about what content you're going to make next and how you're going to make it bigger than the last, because maybe the last thing did a lot of numbers, and so you're trying to stay consistent. It's important to not worry about that, but you are a content creator. As a content creator, you still do have to create content. Like, if that is what you are relying to get your main income on, if brand deals and everything and your numbers, if that is what helps provide your income, then you kind of have to post. Like, you have an obligation to post. Of course, if you decide to not do it full-time anymore, and that's totally different. But if this is your main thing, then you have to post. Take your break, of course. Take all the time you need, refresh yourself, get yourself clear, but you still at some point, you know, have to get your head back in the game if this is your career, if this is what you're doing. However, surviving social media, it's not easy for a content creator. There are two different views when it comes to being on social media. There is the view of the person who is on social media for leisure, the person who just scrolls, likes, comments, looks at videos to laugh. Social media literally is just, it's just something to do for entertainment. It's something to look at. They're the ones enjoying the content that the content creators are making. And then you have the point of view of the content creator. That's the one that has to focus on what is it that's making these people laugh. Should they make more of that content? They're the ones that have to deal with all of the app changes. Everyone has to deal with changes when an app decides, or the owner of the app decides, to make some stupid, crazy change that's so unnecessary. However, who does it affect more? Yes, it does affect the one that's on for leisure. However, it does not have as big of an impact as it does on the person who is literally pretty much relying on this app to put their content on, to bring in the numbers, which will then bring in the revenue. It affects that person the most, because now you're making something different. Now they have to learn to adapt, and you have to choose whether or not to use this new thing that they put on there. And then with that decision, it's, if I don't make it, am I prepared to not, you know, receive or not get as much attraction as I used to? And if I do use it and I just don't like it, am I prepared to basically force myself to do something that I don't like to do just so I can, you know, be known like, hey, I'm here, so I can continue making the revenue that I need to make in order to live. So you have to make that decision, and it's not an easy decision. It's not an easy decision. But there are so many different things that content creators have to deal with and go through in order to survive being on social media. Because at the end of the day, do we like creating content? Yes. Otherwise, we wouldn't have taken this route. And you can tell who truly does like to create content and who doesn't, because they thought this was going to be easy money, but it's not. And so they drop like flies and they realize this is too much work for me. But you can tell who truly loves creating content. However, social media makes it so hard for us to do so because there are so many things that are so challenging, whether it's the changes on the apps themselves or the people who look at our content and consume, or just the algorithms. There are so many different things that make it so hard to survive on social media as a content creator. So because I already touched on it a little bit, let me go ahead and start off with just the different changes that are on apps alone. Let me start with Instagram. We all know Instagram. I see it all the time, and it's that Instagram is trying to be like TikTok. It's so crazy, and I feel like I should do a whole separate episode just for this alone. But in short, I do want to say that apps should have their own special features, and for a reason. There are 1,000 different types of content creators. There are 1,000 types of dancers, musicians. Go to food. There are so many different brands of bread and pasta, and go to shoes, go to clothes, whatever you want. Just take that and look. There are so many different types of it. There's so many types of the same thing, so many shoes, clothes, and everything, but they're different in their own way. They have different features that make them special. There's a reason why someone might prefer Nike over Adidas. There's a reason why someone might prefer, I don't know, pita bread over regular wheat bread. Whatever you want to use, there's a reason, because they have their own different features. They have their own different special things. Like, so that should be taken when it comes to social media. And it makes it so hard when there are people who own these apps who are trying to, they see their competition and they're like, well, people love those features, let's change it up, so let's bring them over. But it just doesn't work. Instagram started off as a photo app, and that's how it should stay. Of course, it's fine to add videos. There's nothing wrong with adding videos. But when you're trying to be so much like another app and you're trying to do all these things, add all these different features, it's not going to work. And now it makes it hard for content creators because we want to post photos, but it's not working. Now we're not getting seen. We're not getting seen if we post photos, and it's crazy. And then you're forced to do reels and do different videos just to be seen. And not everyone likes videos. It's okay to post a little video here and there, you know, get yourself out of your comfort zone, but it shouldn't have to be thrown on you. Yes, you should grow, especially as a content creator. And I'm talking to myself. I feel like I'm always talking to myself in these, because these are just how I feel and things that I go through as well. But you should always grow, especially as a content creator. You should always grow, be ready to one up and advance. And you know, you have to change with these apps and with social media. So of course you should always want to try and get out of your box and create videos here and there, but I don't believe that you should be forced to do so. I don't believe that. And you can always do it differently. You don't have to do things the same way that other people do it. But if you just in general, you just don't like to do videos at all, I feel like you shouldn't have to be forced. I feel like regardless of whether you put out a video or a picture, it should be put out the same. And with Instagram trying to be like TikTok isn't perfect. I don't create videos on TikTok, but just being a constant consumer of other people's content and everything, and also hearing and seeing what TikTokers go through, I see that it's so hard on TikTok. Like, TikTok can be so strict, or now they're changing things up too, I've seen, and it's making harder for some to get their videos and their content out. And it's like, it seems like you can get blocked in an instant just because maybe a watcher of someone on their live just doesn't, maybe they just don't like them or they don't like what they stand for. I don't know. The TikToker could not have done anything, but they just don't like them. And they say that they're doing something malicious. TikTok will have you blocked in an instant. I've seen it from a lot of people that I watch on TikTok. They'll have you blocked in an instant and you have to have all these backup pages. And that's on a lot of social media. You just have to have so many backup pages. And it's like things can be taken away in an instant for something you didn't even do, which is why it's important to have a backup plan as well. Because just as you've gotten your platform, another thing about being a content creator, surviving on social media can be taken away instantly. It can be taken away so quick. So just as you're surviving on social media, that can instantly not become a problem anymore just by your social media being gone just like that. And so you should always have a backup plan. But it's so hard to survive on these apps and to continue doing what you love when you ask for something and people as a whole, content creators and the people that just consume the content as a whole, are asking for something so simple that shouldn't be much. It shouldn't be much for the people who, you know, make these apps and do all these things. It shouldn't be much. However, you ask for something so simple, yet you get hit with something totally different. You get hit with this crazy different thing on the app. And it's like, what is this here for? What is this extra thing here for? It's so unnecessary. It's so unneeded. It's like when you have a small space in your home and then you bring in something so bulky and it just takes up all the space. It's like this addition to this app is just taking up space. It's not what we asked for. It's unnecessary. It's like you ask someone to bring you orange juice and they bring you apple juice. Like what did I ask? Like what did I just ask? And why didn't you bring me what I asked when there was an entire section filled with orange juice? You could have given me any orange juice, but you chose to give me apple juice. You see what I'm saying? It's just, it's crazy. And so as a content creator on social media, we have to learn to adapt to that. And we can complain all we want, which trust me, we do, but it's like, I mean, what can we do? And of course we can all join together and leave. We can definitely all join together and leave. But at the end of the day, it's like, well, this is where most of my revenue, especially if it's at where most of your revenue comes from, and that's most popular, that gets you the most attraction. It makes it hard. It makes it so hard because this is what I do for my life. This is my career. And so it's hard to try to adapt and make it work, but we have to. As content creators, we have to. We don't have to do every single thing or take on every new addition. However, we have to take what we see, take what we're given, and learn to formulate it and put it in a way where whatever it is we do, whatever it is we choose to take on, is still going to be on our terms. It's still going to be what we love, and we're still going to put out the content that we want to put out, no matter what these app designers want us to do. We're still going to do what we want to do at the end of the day. Now, another thing, since I also did kind of bring this up for a second, is dealing with the people on social media. Goodness. The people on social media, people who feel like they are entitled just because content creators, influencers, they put themselves on social media because we post videos and pictures, because we try to be open as we can, because at the end of the day, you should want to be open with your followers, with your supporters. You should want to be open. You should want to be real, who you are. Let people know that it's okay to cry. It's okay to struggle. It's okay, you know, it's okay to deal with real life human things, because social media is so saturated with all this fake stuff. And I got this money, I got this car, yada, yada. Life is great. We're happy. It's so saturated that people forget that others are going through real stuff. People who consume this content on social media, sometimes they forget that they're talking to a human, and they think that they can just assume things. They think that they could just say anything. They think that they could just do whatever, say whatever, and then not have any type of repercussions for it. They think that they are entitled to say whatever they want to say because you put your life on social media. I have freedom of speech, yada, yada, yada. No, let me tell you, you do have freedom of speech. I have a thought thoughts about that too. But you do have freedom of speech, but understand that as you use your freedom of speech, you can get the consequences on how you use your freedom of speech. Please understand, you have freedom of speech, and the person you're using that freedom of speech on has freedom to provide the consequence to you using your freedom of speech. So as you may think that because someone's putting their life on social media, so that means you have the right to say and do whatever, you can think that all you want, but please understand that the person who's putting their life on social media also has that same right. So understand that you can say whatever you want, do whatever you want, but please understand that there is always going to be a consequence, and that is what some people don't get. And everyone has an opinion. If you've heard the saying about opinions, how everyone has one, then you know what that saying is. But everyone has an opinion, unfortunately. And everyone feels like because they're behind a screen and because they can tap, tap, tap away on their keyboards, on their phones, that it just doesn't matter, that, you know, they can't touch me. Oh, I can say whatever I want. But understand what they need to understand, that there's a consequence for everything and that their words can be effective. Now, whether effective, good, or bad, that's up to them and what they're trying to say, what they're choosing to say. But the words can be very effective, and it can go back on them if they choose to be rude and do or say anything harmful. Because there are crazy people out here who go beyond just typing behind a keyboard. But there are so many famous influencers, big influencers, YouTubers, content creators, just so big content creators who have gotten to even some that aren't that big, but they've gotten to where someone found them who is crazy, and they're even being stalked and everything. So it's crazy. This is literally surviving on social media, because you never know who's going to come across your content. You never know who's going to spot you. And unfortunately, being out there online does mean that you're being out there for everyone. And when you mean everyone, including crazy people who don't know what boundaries are, who has a screw a little too loose in their head, and they go beyond just being behind a screen and they do crazy stuff, which is why anybody, not just super popular people on social media, but anybody and everybody should also be open and share, and let your supporters, your followers know that, I'm going through this, I'm human, I'm everything. Don't be afraid to share who you are, but also make sure you're being safe. Everyone should be safe on social media, but especially if you have a platform and a big one, make sure you're also protecting yourself. Just like you want to protect your platform from harm, you have to protect yourself from harm as well, because it is very crazy out there. It's crazy out there in the streets, and it's crazy out there in the social media world as well. But another one is something that I've seen, and that's with ads. Now, we all should know what ads are, of course. That is how we get our revenue. We get our revenue, we get these ads, we get paid for these ads, these brand deals. That is how content creators make their money. And let's just say, and this is what I've noticed, let's just say you have posts and they do really well. They typically, maybe you've even had like a few million likes, either on Instagram or TikTok or wherever, or your pictures, they usually get like thousands and thousands of likes, and you usually get like at least 1,000 comments, at least hundreds, if not 1,000. Let's just say your content typically does so well, and then you post ads here and there, and you realize when you see the stats from your ad posts versus just your regular posts, it's something about these ad posts that just don't get the type of love as your regular posts do. And it's just something that I've personally seen. Now, this might not apply to everybody, but I've just seen this typically across the board, where it's like someone has hashtag ad in their caption, and it's like it drives people away. Like the post could not even be too cringy or anything. Just your typical nice ad. Some ads don't even feel like ads. Like you won't even know it until you read the caption, or you maybe see it if it's a video or something. But it just seems like when you have hashtag ad, it's just automatically like it doesn't get pushed to the front. And those are, all all your posts are important, but those are the real important ones because those are the ones that are helping you make the money to live, to be able to do this full time. Those are what you're making so you're able to, you know, live in a house, do whatever. That's what's helping you get your money are these ads. And those are the posts that need the love the most on them because I know a lot of these brands are, of course, often they want your statistics and everything after you posted and all of that. And so it's important to have decently high numbers. I'm not saying they have to be like skyrocketing, you know, they have to be just out of this world, but they need to be a pretty good amount, you know? And so those type of posts are what needs to love the most. And you often, at least I often see people maybe in their stories or something, they're like, hey guys, a new post, it's an ad, it's a brand partnership. Now make sure you show it some love. And it's just like, you have to constantly drill into people, hey, show us some love, because it just seems like, I don't know if when you put that in your caption, adding your caption, these apps are just like, oh no, we don't need that in the forefront. Probably. I wouldn't put it past it. But it just seems like people are so scared of that because I've seen so many low numbers from an ad post versus just a regular post. And it's so crazy. And so that it's so hard. Again, it's so hard to survive on social media as a content creator when things like that happen, when the posts that you need the most love on, people are like, pushing away from it. Or social media is like, we don't want to push that in the front because they're sponsoring some, you know, they're not sponsoring the app. They're sponsoring another brand. We don't want that. You know, it's crazy. It's so crazy. And so it's hard and you have to work harder just to make sure people go on that post and, you know, like it, share it, comment, everything. You have to work like triple time just to get that love. And it's hard. It's so hard. You know, it's not a clock in, clock out. I got my money. It's a clock in. Let me clock out for a second. Let me check and make sure we've got some love. Oh, hey, show some love. Let me clock out again for a second. It's, you know, it's not clock in. Do my few hours, clock out. We can make it that way, but that's just not what it is, unfortunately. Not unfortunately, because for those who don't like to clock in and clock out, then of course, you know, we may choose this route. But unfortunately, it really does take a lot more work to be a content creator because there is just no clock in, clock out time. We're constantly checking and we have to do things like that, like constantly make sure that we're getting love on the posts we need love on because, hello, you know, this is helping me make my money, please help. But yeah, so lastly, this is the last one. This is literally like probably gonna be one of my longest episodes of the season, maybe. I'm not sure. But lastly, Black content creators. If you are a Black content creator, listen to this. This one is for us because this is like surviving on social media as a Black content creator. And as a Black content creator, I could not do this and not specifically talk about the struggles of being a Black content creator. Now that's a whole nother episode in itself because I could talk about multiple things about being a Black content creator on social media. However, I will just talk about this one thing, and that's really just being pushed out. And what I mean when I say being pushed out, I mean having your content pushed out there in the forefront with everybody else. This is such a big issue, and I'll call out TikTok because this is what I've seen on TikTok a lot. It's like I haven't really been on Instagram too much, at least not scrolling on my feed, but I can call this out on TikTok a lot because a lot of times I may not post content on TikTok, but I do like to watch content. It's kind of motivating for me. I am one of those people who I do like to watch, you know, the morning routines, and I'll look up the hashtags for maybe like, you know, morning routines or aesthetic this, aesthetic that. Granted, if I watch too much of it, I get kind of like, because it's like too much of it. It's like all of it's just the same, which is true. All of it's really the same, but it does help for moments when I am just feeling so, you know, I'm just not feeling motivated. It does instantly make me feel like, okay, I need to get up. But anyways, so I look up these hashtags. So let's just say we look up the hashtag that says 6 a.m. morning routine. Let's say we looked up the hashtag 6 a.m. morning routine. So you look it up and you scroll, just scroll through the videos in that hashtag. There is something you're going to notice, and I've noticed multiple times, and it's that there is a lack of diversity in those videos. There's just a bunch of videos and you're scrolling and there is a lack of diversity. A lot of times you're going to see a lot of skinny white women in those videos. It's going to be videos of skinny white women and their morning routines, and that's just what you see. That's just when you scroll through, that's automatically what you can notice. And you might spot a black woman here or there, you might spot a person of color here or there maybe, but before you spot them, it's just that's all you see. And there's a lack of diversity, and I notice it every single time. But what really, besides that, what really is so annoying about being a black content creator is that if I want to see more women that look like me, because I am a black woman, I like to see a lot of black women who are doing the things that I'm trying to get, you know, motivated to do, or, you know, I'm trying to, what I want to see, because they look like me, because of course I'll get motivated by that. So if I want to see more videos of black women, I have to make the effort to type in 6 a.m. morning routine black girl or black girl morning routine. I have literally had to do that, and that's not how it should be. And it is so tiring as a black content creator, because our content is not pushed out like that. It's not pushed out. It's not what you see as most popular. If we're doing something that's a part of the trend, if the trend is 6 a.m. morning routine, if the trend is that girl, if the trend is fitness, we're going along the trends, we're using the trendy sounds, we're using the same hashtags that other content creators are using, then we should be pushed out just as much. There are some popular top tier black content creators. You could say, oh, well, maybe you're just not as popular, you know, you're still new, whatever. There are some top tier black content creators whose content are not being pushed out as others. And it's sad. And it's sad that you type in morning routine, you type in a certain type of, you know, video, whatever you want to see, and you don't see it unless you type in black people. And I'm not going to go super into this because this is something else. We're not going to go into that. But people want to say, stop making everything about race. It's not about race. Whatever, you make everything about race. Well, when you have to type in specifically black just to get or see black people, black content creators, or if you have to type in black just to see them in a Google search, then yeah, that's why. Especially, I won't talk about any other issue because we're not talking about that. But in social media or online in general, yeah, you have to type that in just to see it, or just to see it in abundance. I literally looked up a hashtag one time because I was looking up a certain category of videos on TikTok. I don't know if I need the motivation, whatever, that's not important. But I didn't type black girl or whatever, and I just typed it, and I actually saw more black women. Like, I actually saw a good mix, and I was very shook. I was surprised because I didn't have to type black girl, just see it. I don't remember what hashtag it was, and I'm not sure if I typed that same hashtag today, it would still be the same. But in that moment, I actually saw a good mixture, which is how it should be. It should be a mixture. It shouldn't be just, you know, the only thing you see is white content creators or non-black content creators. It should be a good mixture. And so I was shook, but I shouldn't have been shook. I should not have been shook. And so that's what makes it hard surviving on social media. It's hard to survive on social media as a content creator in general. But then when we go into the discussion of black content creators, it's even harder. And that's why there are black content creators who give up or who want to give up, because we don't get seen or noticed as much. We don't get as much pay. We don't get as many comments. You know, we don't get as much love. And that's why there are so many really, really good black content creators who don't get love. There are some really good black YouTubers, I mean pristine, who I've come across, and it's like, why do they not have a million followers yet? Like, they're not even close, and they've been on there for years creating the best content I've ever seen. They are so good with how they edit and everything, yet they still don't have the love they deserve. They still don't get invited to these different events. events that they should be at. It's so hard, and I could go on and on. This is not specifically about being a Black content creator. I might honestly make an episode now just for that, because I could literally go on and on, but this episode is already way too long. But it's just, it's so hard. But that is all for today, guys. I will not continue to go on, because I literally, like I said, I could go on and on. But surviving on social media as a content creator, it's really hard. It's hard and it's frustrating, which is why content creators need to stick together. We need to help motivate each other. We need to help build each other up, because it's hard. And you as a consumer, don't be rude. That's all I have to say, is don't be rude. You know, continue to share your favorite content creator's content. If you find a new content creator, you see they don't get as much love, share it. And you like their stuff, share it. If you don't like their stuff, just share it. They need the love. We all need the love. We're trying to make it here. And there are more and more people who are trying to go into content creation, and hopefully, you know, not just for the money, because obviously it's not easy to just create content and boom, you're making bags. That's not it. But hopefully, you know, there are more people coming to content creation because they don't want to work at a desk. They don't want to do a 9-to-5, which there is absolutely nothing wrong with. There's a job for everyone, whether that's a 9-to-5 or content creation or whatever. There's a job for everyone. There's something for everyone, what they prefer. But there are more people going to content creation. And so, you know, they're going to learn. It's hard. And so we need to continue to help build each other up, because you can't tell people that you need to work for yourself and do this and that and post and do this, but then, you know, not help. You can't do that. So we all need to help build each other up, because it's hard. It's hard surviving in the social media streets. That's the statement for today. It's hard surviving in the social media streets. We have to continue to help lift each other up and just be there for each other when we need to rant a little bit, because it's hard out here. But that's all for today, you guys. I hope you guys are having a happy Sunday or whatever day you're listening to this. Remember to stay safe and have a great start to your month. And, you know, just always strive to be a good person, better than you were the day before. And I'll talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description, where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.